Okay. I am rolling tape.
Okay.
All right. And we have rescheduled you. Okay. For a level, could you please give me your name and title?
Sure. Monica Eaton Cardone, the COO of Global Risk Technologies and Chargebacks 911.
All right, cool. Now, in Silicon Valley, this is kind of a hot button issue, so I'm really glad we're having a chance to talk this morning. And I'm going to go right to what, you know, I don't usually read the pre-press that they send me, but this is a really great question.
Sure.
So I'm just going to start here, okay? I'm wondering what the effect of gender diversity really does have on innovation, because on my side gig, I am in with a startup. I consult for a startup. And I'm wondering, because this has been a concern of mine moving into that, and I'm wondering what gender diversity really does.
Sure. Well, I think a lack of diversity is really the point that we're discussing here. If we take a look at, well, I'll give you one great quote from Jack Ma of Alibaba the other day. He was being interviewed and asked, you know, how do you see the future? And of course, he's done an amazing job with getting online viewers, establishing a terrific economy, etc. And his comment was, you know, women are controlling the purse strings online, and this is creating significant growth opportunities. Women create an environment using a cozy method, which is inviting. It creates more, you know, shopper loyalty, retention, etc. Whereas men approach this dynamic from a coding. And I just thought, you know, it's so interesting. This is one of the points when you think of gender diversity is, you know, you really want that coding and the structural integrity, but you don't want to lose that cozy environment that creates the invitation for shoppers to come in and buy. And when you tackle the subject of innovation as a whole, innovation is really reorganizing existing components in order to create something new. And the success of that innovation is really predicated upon how sellable is that and how sustainable is it going to be. So you really have to have that retention model in place that makes it cozy, that makes it sustainable and creates that retention. But you also need the structure, and that's something that you miss without sufficient diversity.
I see. And so that really does, I mean, it just by your description alone, I can already smell that my P&L could be a lot healthier if I address this issue. Are you finding businesses are addressing this issue? And are you seeing women trying to, you know, to push themselves into there, if you will, or make this more of an issue in the workplace?
Well, I think one of the issues or one of the reasons I think why we don't have sufficient diversity, especially in the IT field, is that women, whether it's been traditional or by nature, there's a terrific amount of studies on each side, but women aren't necessarily known as pushing themselves into something. And this is one of the reasons why it's that we have that cozy, nurturing type of stigma. So I think, you know, what needs to be done, and I do think that companies that have more diversity will benefit and reap benefits to their P&L, because you're going to use ideas that retain customers and monetize whatever method you're using to create revenue. The only thing is women won't typically, these areas are the innovation for these types of vehicles is coming from different fields within the organization or different departments, such as, you know, customer service, marketing, advertising. These are more, I guess, traditional venues that women would succeed in. The problem is with today's society, technology is growing so rapidly that unless there's more women taking up technology roles, you know, traditional advertising is being replaced with, you know, web-centric technology. And this is where we need that innovation, and we need those retention sustainability models in order to create better models. It used to be that in a company like mine, I would have an advertising department or a marketing department. You know who does my advertising and marketing? programmers, which is amazing, right? It's actually the IT department is taking over advertising. It's all the analytics. It's figuring out ways to slice and dice data and figuring out how you can monetize different technologies. It's no longer sitting in a room and deciding what television campaign you're going to create or how you're going to place the next newspaper ad. Things are evolving so rapidly that this I see as a real threat to organizations that they don't have that diversity, and we don't. And moreover, we don't have enough women gaining an interest because they're not exposed to these technologies at a younger age, where they're striving to get into other niches.
Okay. Monica, I want you to know this is an issue that's very important to me, and I report on this whenever I possibly can. So I'm going to put you on my super list of resources, but I am running short of time,
awesome.
Unfortunately. Real quick aside, I have one final question. My quick aside is only 8% of hedge funds in this country are run by women. Statistically speaking, those women outperform everybody else by almost 20%. Just want to put that out there in case you ever need another talking point.
Awesome. Love it.
Could you give me, please, Monica, a punch list of what we can do to break this continuing glass ceiling?
Well, I think a bottom-up approach works 10 times better than a top-up approach. This means, women need to have mentors at an earlier age. We need to publicly endorse and promote women that have done well in STEM careers. And establish better role models. And then last but not least, parents need to become advocates of some of these greater technology roles and really cultivate that interest at a very young age. This is when it is most important, and without girls being exposed to the potential that they have, they're never going to discover that they have an interest or aptitude.
Awesome. My 6-year-old daughter already has a Raspberry Pi and a laptop, so I think I'm on
the right.
Of course, I'm a tech reporter, so that helps.
Yes.
Monica, it's always a pleasure. I think we have spoken before, but if not, it's a pleasure to meet you again. And thank you for your time this morning, and I will be in touch.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.